Welcome back to Alliances Heroes, where heroes in business align. To be part of our super community and find out more about Alliances, visit www.alliances.com. Now, back to our super host, David Kogan, founder of Alliances.
Well, thank you again, and thank you, Money Radio. What a morning it has been so far. I just recently had the former CEO of North Face on the air, divulging some of his secrets of what it takes to be a hero. And next, live in the studio, is another hero. His name is John Bohr, and he is the founder of cliffhanger-solutions.com. That's cliffhanger-solutions.com. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
So excited that you're here today. You've done a lot. You're a hero. You've created things. In fact, before we get into what cliffhanger-solutions.com does, you started a company, didn't you? And what was that company, before we say who you sold it to, what was that company that you created?
It was called nighttrading.com, and it originally started as a blog. I was just blogging. I was doing some trading on the stock market, more as a hobby, not really a job. And then through my blogging, I realized I got a lot of traffic. And then one day I had this idea. I came up with this algorithm to predict the stock market's opening for the next day. Because I realized the financial markets are 24 hours a day, so they follow the sun, you know, Asia to Europe to United States and so forth. So I got this algorithm going, and then all of a sudden, traffic on my site just, you know, exploded. And then I got advertisers and people wanted to know all about it, and so that became, you know, almost accidentally that became a business.
So you fell into it, you created, you took it beyond what it is. Clearly you have, you have a strong high IQ, much higher than mine, with what you've done, and we're going to get into more of that. Then what ended up happening? You ended up selling the company in 2004. And who did you sell the company to?
WallStreetWeb.nl. That was, we were in the top 10 of financial websites in the Netherlands and Belgium, and Wall Street Web was an even larger platform comparable to like Yahoo Finance. And they came to us and they wanted the intellectual property that we had.
So you created a company, you grow it to rank in the top 10 of the most visited financial websites in the Netherlands and Belgium. Then you go ahead and you sell the company to WallStreetWeb.nl. Now, you go and you start Cliffhanger Solutions. Let's talk more about what cliffhanger-solutions.com is, and why start another company after you sold it? What was the drive to that?
So after I did night trading for about 5 years and I sold it, I wanted to go back to, you know, my own trade, which is engineering. So after I sold it, I got a job which was more corporate. But after a short time, I realized this is not how I want the rest of my life to be. I don't want to sit in cubicles and go to meetings. So I decided I should start my own company doing, you know, engineering related topics. And that's why I started Cliffhanger Solutions.
And what exactly is Cliffhanger?
So we built a software platform for utility companies to help them analyze their own data at all times. And when I say at all times, that really means when there's a disaster going on somewhere, like power outages, hurricanes. In a lot of those instances, the company doesn't have access or bad communication to access their own data. And it's our job to help them. So they always have access so they can make, you know, smart business choices, you know, to keep the lights on.
And what type of company would use you then? What industry or type of company?
Utility companies, such, you know, we have locally, we have companies like APS or SRP, but it could be telecom companies like T-Mobile or Cox Communications, yeah, all sorts of utility companies.
Now, I don't here's what I want to understand. How does the idea even come to be? How do you think of the idea of going, okay, let's start cliffhanger-solutions.com. What did you see something? Did you see the need? Did you read something? You know, we've got a lot of entrepreneurs listening, a lot of CEOs, top CEOs in the Valley and that. How did it come to be? What created it?
Yeah, that's a good question. So when I was working my corporate job, I see how they were doing business, and after a while, I realized this can be done a lot better. And, you know, since they were not open to my idea, I decided, well, I should make this a company and, you know, help all the companies instead of just one.
And those of you that are just tuning in, you're listening to Alliance's Heroes on Money Radio. That's AM 1510 and FM 99.3. And again, are you a hero in business? Go to alliances.com, that's E-L-I-A-N-C-E-S.com, where you may have the opportunity to meet one of our very many special guests that you hear each and every week. Also, too, many exciting things going on at Alliances. In fact, John, you're a member of Alliances. Why don't you share your personal experience having been to the Alliances Roundtable and our other experience of really what it's meant to you?
Alliance is a really great group of people. And, you know, I've been asked before, you know, people, they ask for advice. And one of my personal things is I always try to surround myself with people that could almost act as like a mentor that I look up to and that I can learn from. Because I'm only good at engineering. I'm not in order to run a business. You need to do a lot more. So Alliances will, you know, help me connect to people that can help me in other aspects of making my business successful.
Now, one of the other things, too, is that you're also an investor, aren't you?
I am.
And can you share with us maybe one of the companies that you've invested in?
I can. I certainly can. There is a local tech startup in Tempe, and they do educational software, and they're called Picmonic.
Picmonic, okay.
And they have a great platform, and currently their aim is the medical and nursing students, getting them through med school. The company was founded by med students, and they realized that it was very difficult to study, to learn about all the different medications and symptoms and whatever. So they built a platform. You know, helping students do that.
Excellent. And Picmonic CEO is even a member of Alliances too.
He is.
So what advice would you have for entrepreneurs? Give us one or two nuggets. You know, you've started companies, you've been successful. What's something that you would give as advice, something valuable, one to two things for entrepreneurs?
I would say one of the most important things is if you have a great idea, don't give up. You have to follow your dream and, you know, make it a reality. And the second one then, you know, that relates to that is you need to find people that can help you succeed. There is lots of people that will say it's a bad idea or you should just give up. Don't listen to them. Follow your dream. You know, if that's your passion, do it.
Amazing. And I want to ask you too, what was one of the first chores that you remember doing? One of the first things as way back as you can go, one of the first type of jobs that you had to do?
The very first job, I worked in a kitchen doing dishes at a retirement home, I guess you would call it. And it might just sound like, you know, it's just a college job. But even then, I think it was important. I learned a lot from it. And, you know, the chef that was working in the kitchen, I never had the ambition to be a chef, but I would still try to learn from that person. You know, how does he treat his people? How does he conduct business? You know, and, you know, I even got like one or two nice recipes from him.
One of the most important questions, who's your fictional hero?
My fictional hero would be Captain America, because ever since I was a little kid, I always had the dream of coming to the United States, and all my friends knew me.
Excellent. Well, thank you again. It's John Bohr with cliffhanger-solutions.com. And when we return, you're going to hear from a search engine optimization master who triples his website traffic. And also thank you again, too, to Christine Jeffries from loopydocs.com. That's loopidocs.com for helping produce the Alliances Hero Show.